USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Trump wants a special master to review documents seized earlier this month by the FBI at his Florida estate. He also wants a federal judge to stop the Justice Department from continuing a document review until that happens. Lawyers argue that a special master is necessary to protect Trump's constitutional rights. The search warrant executed on Mar-a-Lago that was released to the public showed that investigators are seeking whether Trump broke the law after classified documents were taken from the White House to his mansion instead of being filed with the National Archives. Meanwhile, the federal magistrate judge who approved the search warrant is lowering expectations about how much of the search warrant affidavit, if any, is released. Several media organizations have filed a motion seeking its disclosure. Tech companies sunk Wall Street on Monday. The Dow lost 643 points. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The nation's top infectious disease expert will leave the federal government in December. Dr. Anthony Fauci became a household name in the last couple of years. He was also the subject of partisan attacks, all due to guidance that he gave to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic. The 81-year-old is stepping down after five decades in public service. The largest ever economic development project in Ohio needs to find 7,000 construction workers amid a national shortage of tradespeople to build a $20 billion semiconductor plant near Columbus. Once built, the site will employ 3,000 people with an average salary of $135,000. The lead attorney for the Parkland school shooter argued that his client was left with, quote, an irretrievably broken brain and set him on the road to mass murder. Nicholas Cruz's half-sister and another witness testified that his birth mother abused crack cocaine and alcohol during her pregnancy. They're trying to help Cruz avoid the death penalty. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about five times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Pfizer has asked federal regulators to authorize a new COVID vaccine that has protection from newer Omicron variants. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech is hoping to start offering the booster jabs to people age 12 and older. The shots could begin in a matter of weeks if the FDA signs off. Moderna is expected to follow in short order. One of the youngest leaders in the world opted to dispel any rumors about a party she attended recently.
Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin announced that she has taken a drug test in the wake of a leaked video which showed her dancing and lip-syncing at a party. Marin addressed the controversy at a press conference, calling the demands for a drug test, quote, unjust.
I present a younger generation, an individual, a person, a real person also, even though I'm a prime minister. So I won't change the way I behave.
Marin, who became the youngest prime minister in Finnish history when she was elected in 2019, said she did not have work responsibilities the weekend she was at the party. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
A bull escaped from its pen, causing a panic in the streets of Lod near Tel Aviv. It entered an office building, scampering through the halls with several men chasing in tow. The bull avoided being captured for a half hour, though several cars appeared to be damaged. No one was injured. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.